It's time once again for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, Dr. B. How are you, sir, this afternoon?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. Hope everybody's out there ready for a lovely Thanksgiving and Christmas season.
Oh, yeah. And what about a great weekend? What have you got in store for us that we can be out and about on the trails doing, not only for the weekend, but next week and the days and weeks to follow?
Well, we got a ton of things going on, but nothing great big. Just get out and enjoy the trails this weekend, you know. You can walk at Wells Knob, you can walk at Grassy Creek, you can walk out near Carolina Heritage Vineyard, you can walk in town, you can walk in the park, Stone Mountain State Park. So lots of things going on, but we don't have any big work days. We're sort of headed towards a work day on December the 2nd. We're going to meet at 9 o'clock in the Elkin Park. We're going to work with East Wilkes Beta Club. They're doing some service hours for their club. And people are invited to join us. We're going to clean the trail up a little bit for the winter. Will Gwynn and Adam McComb working on recrowning the trail where we've had some water damage, but we'll be doing some of the other, some trash pickup and rerouting water and that sort of thing, things that you can do with shovels and hose. Not too big of a work day, but fun, probably replace a couple of signs. I did want to thank Louise Cockrum for a lovely gift to the trails in memory of her husband who just passed, Jim Cockrum. It's going to be placed near the new privy, which is actually, they laid the foundation for it yesterday, and I believe they're bringing it in the setting new privy today. And it's out past the 180-foot bridge and the second gong on the right. Walk out that way near the picnic table. You can see it from there out near the rustic trail. So people that are using the mountain bike course or just the regular trail will be able to stop there and use that facility. It's real cool. Got a lot of, you can find it on our Facebook, good picture of it. It's not the exact picture, but it's exactly what we bought, so it's going to look exactly like the picture we have there. Thanks to Joe Hicks for all his work. The Jeff Idson and his family, the Winston-Salem Foundation, Mary Ann Luther, Jim Harrell III, Sarah Stevens, Jim Harrell Sr., Rebel, and Ivy Good, and then a lot of individual donors put money in that little donation box out there by the first gong that Hassel Watson built for us. Thanks to Hassel for that. So if you have a mind, it's toward the end of the year, and you want to make a donation to help us further things like this on the trail, you could put us in your year in planning. We do have a big project next year. That's going to be the Carter Falls Bridge. We're just about there. I think the state has cut the check, and they're doing the final tourney work right now and looking at the easements to make sure all that's good. But we should be moving forward with that, and we'll be having crews out there working at Carter Falls, building the new trail from Pleasant Ridge Road through about 42 acres of property there, then across to an 11-acre easement, then up to Harris Fields, and on up to Pritchfield Road and Wells Knob from there. So that project will be coming on. We'll probably need to work out some matching money, but we're working on all that just regularly. Thanks to Suez for sponsoring the Trail Boogie. That was a big help for us economically, but also fun just to see everybody. Thanks to Nancy Goodwin, Eileen Cahill, Denise Lyne, Shane Atwood, Mike Reeves, Ken Green, Cicely McCullough, Judy Vickers, just a bunch of folks. Don Pickett, Marianne Luther, J.L. Lowe, Garland Roebuck, a bunch of people helped set that up, so thanks to all of them. We're also getting ready for March the 23rd, 4th, and 5th. We've been working real diligently with the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail. They're going to be coming back to Elkin that weekend, and we hope we have a pretty, we're going to have a full schedule of activities for sure for all those 300 or so folks that come from all over the state, Elkin. But also we hope to invite a lot of the local folks. We hope we do an event at the Reeves, working on that with Debbie and Chris. We're still working, closing in on the engineering for the culvert at Crooked Creek and that next mile of trail. And on November the 30th, there's a community meeting at the Elkin Center. It hadn't got a real name yet, but Leslie Slender is setting that up. It's at 11 o'clock, And to 12:30, it's a community meeting to decide how to use the function, the name, and all of the Elkin Heritage Center, Elkin Trails Heritage Center, whatever it's going to be named. Maybe Yadkin Valley Heritage Center. Hey, it's great. So thanks so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, Dr. Bill Blackley. Thank you, buddy. All right, that's this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.